Hi, welcome to Hooters. How many? Just one? Okay, if you'll follow me, I'll find you a table. Where's a good empty spot for you? Ah, there we go, in the corner over there. Looks like Tina just finished cleaning. Go ahead and have a seat over there, handsome. There. Does this table work for you? A little big for just one guy? Well, if you think it's too big for you, then maybe I'll come join you once the food comes out. How's that sound? Anyway, my name's Nala, and I'll be your server today. Can I get you started with something to drink? Some appetizers, maybe? Got it. With the guacamole? Okay, perfect. I'll have all of that out for you in just a sec. In just a minute. Here you go, hun. Nice and cold for ya. Filled it up a bit too much, actually. I accidentally spilled some of it on my top and had to go get a change on my way back over here. Aw, don't worry about me. I'm completely fine. I just tripped when someone stepped on my foot. My foot. One of my, two human feet. Always getting stepped on. Those feet. Well, drink up, hun. Does it taste okay? Good. Do you know what you'd like to order yet? No? Well, that's fine, hun. Take your time. Would you mind if I sit with you while you look at the menu? Well, of course I don't mind. The store's kind of dead today anyway. I don't have any other tables to bus. Certainly not any with anyone as handsome as you, sugar. Plus, between you and me, sitting with you gives me a good excuse not to go back to the kitchen. I'm trying to avoid someone back there who's been riding my ass all day. Ugh, can't get a moment's peace if Regina around. If I could just go one day without being hunted by that stupid fox. But that doesn't matter. You don't care about that. In fact, now that I'm actually focusing on you, your attention seems pretty focused elsewhere. Sweetie. Sweetie. Hey, up here. Oh, don't blush, hun. I understand. Do you think I'd wear a uniform like this if I didn't want handsome young guys like you staring at me all day? Aw, you're so cute when you're embarrassed. You seem like a sweet guy, even if you are a bit predictable. Actually, you seem like a really sweet guy. Hey, can I trust you? With a secret, of course. A really big secret. Almost as big as these. Which I'll let you stare at all you want. No judgment at all. If you don't tell anyone about what I'm about to show you. Huh? I knew you wouldn't be able to pass up that offer. Okay, come here. Take a real good look around this store. Do you notice anything odd? Of course you don't. You're not supposed to. That's the secret. Here, swallow this. Oh, come on, honey. It's not drugs. Do you really think I'd need drugs to make you do what I want? Of course not. Just take it. Feel that? That's the illusion wearing off. Now look again. Oh, it's okay, hon. It's okay. You're just seeing what was already there. Under the surface, this Hooters is a bit unique in who it employs. All the girls here are a little bit extra. Okay, let me give you a rundown on all the girls now that you can see them for who they really are. See her over there? That's Tina, my bestie. She's a slime, really cuddly. There's Rachel over there. She's a wolf, extremely playful, always a joy to talk to. Selena's the resident cat girl around here. Watch out for the claws. Incredibly clingy. What? Don't give me that look. It's not my fault that her parents gave her the most stereotypical cat girl name imaginable. Blame them. Oh, and there's Regina, snobby little fox girl who thinks she can stalk me around a store and trip on my tail just because I'm a... Huh? Oh yeah, my tail. I was about to say. Look down, hun. Pretty sweet, right? I love that you were so focused on what was up here that you never thought to look down even after the illusion wore off. You human guys are so silly. You're honestly adorable, hun. Very fun to play around with. Why the secrecy? We'd prefer to try to blend in as much as possible, you know? The manager is an old fairy who hires girls like us to keep us safe and away from undesirable situations. Huh? Oh no, sweetie, not danger. Weirdos. Yeah, seriously, there are so many weird dudes out there who are obsessed with girls like us. Like having a tail or claws is somehow magically the only thing attractive about us. Or something like, come on, I have other interesting attributes. I like gaming. I like reading. I like not fitting into the shirts that I wear. Sorry, couldn't help it. Too easy. You were staring again. You're just too fun to tease, human. Oh, speaking of teasing, the most hilarious thing happened in here yesterday. Okay, so like, this lady came in and brought her kid for his birthday. Dude's like 15 or so. I think she was doing it for a laugh because that kid was blushing so hard the whole time he was here. And Tina... Okay, so Tina's a slime, right? But the illusion makes her look like a normal human chick, right? But she's still malleable, you know? So get this. So each time Tina goes back to their table, she stands right in front of the kid, so he's at eye level. You know? Eye level. But each time she goes back, she makes herself bigger. Like... bigger, you know, this area. We were laughing our tails off in the kitchen, watching the kid's eyes every time she brought more chips and salsa. Oh my god, I'm literally crying. He was shoveling chips down just to make her come back. Sorry. This job's pretty boring most of the time. We take whatever entertainment we can get around here. Well, I mean, I guess we're supposed to be the entertainment, but you get what I mean. Seriously? You don't understand? I mean, the uniforms? It's not subtle, hun. Like, at all. Like, seriously, look at this uniform. It's pretty obvious that this is supposed to be dinner and a show for you. But I suppose I can forgive you for not being the brightest at the moment, given everything your brain is processing right now. It's a lot to take in, I guess, finding out that your local sports bar franchise is actually staffed by hot mythological creatures instead of just, well, hot normal creatures. Why don't you get comfy and rest your tired little brain for a while, eh? Wait, what are you doing? Yeah, I told you to get comfy. Like, get comfy with me? Don't curl up in a ball next to me. Jeez, curl up against me. Like, you know, get my... Yes, for the love of God, human, put your head on my chest. You've been staring at it long enough, just... That's it. There is no way that the pill I gave you made you this thick-headed, human. Just relax against my chest and let me wrap myself around you, nice and cozy. There you go. Just enjoy some quality time with your new favorite waitress, honey. I'll order us some food. How about that? Psst! Tina! Hey, Tina! Come here! Hey, I'm kinda with a customer right now, as you can see. Would you mind getting us an order of these? Please, you can tell the cook to take his time with it. I feel like I'm probably gonna be here with this guy for a while, you know what I mean? Thanks so much, sis. You're the best. Oh, wait, Tina. Human, watch this. Hey, can you do the thing? You know, the thing you did to that kid yesterday. Please, I want to see if I can make my human blush as hard as yours did. See? See, human? I told you she could do it. Just look at those puppies. Damn. Okay, thanks, Tina. Love you, girl. Tina's so great. I love her. Anyway, where was I? Oh, yes. Making you feel good and cozy. That's it. Just relax, human. Just let me wrap you up in my nice big tail while you rest your head on my big torso. I bet you don't care if I got legs or not. As long as I've got those, huh? That's right. Nod your head for me. You're all mine now. It's just you and me in this corner booth, and no one's going to bother us. Just take a nice quiet nap with your favorite waitress, huh? Good, human. Good.